Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Ian, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 50 ang edad, may-ari ng travel agency sa Victoria. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Ian. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Ian. Halos 20 years na ang aking travel agency sa Melbourne. Pero sa pandemic at lockdown, baon na ako sa utang. Nanghihinayang akong isara ang negosyo dahil mukhang babangon na ulit ang travel at bakasyon. Masakit sa ulo ang sabay-sabay na utang. Para matulungan ako sa aking negosyo, naisip ko sanang mag-loan sa bangko. Ang may peraan question ay, okay lang po bang isahin ko na lang ang personal loan sa business loan? Baka lang makatipid ako sa interes. Sana mabigyan niyo po ako ng payo. At para magsilbing gabay, makakausap natin si Miss Maria Papa, isang senior finance broker. Kamusta po kayo, Miss Maria?
Hi, Christina. Good morning.
Ayan, travel agency ang negosyo ni Ian. Okay bang pag-isahin ang personal loan sa business loan? Ano-ano po ang pros and cons kapag pinag-consolidate ang utang? Sige po.
Oh my goodness, I can understand yung nangyari kay Ian. It's not easy. Businesses who are in the travel industry were greatly affected by the pandemic, no? But I can see right now na nanunumbalik na ang health ng travel, di ba? Like, yes. People have started traveling, and not only locally but overseas. And so may yung negosyo ni Ian, nanunumbalik na yung kanyang business. But yung kanyang, I'm assuming na during the time na nagkaroon ng pandemic, he had to actually furlough some of his employees, di ba?
Yes.
And then of course, I'm thinking baka may renta yan, nagbabayad ng renta. But there was JobKeeper, there were incentives provided by the government during the pandemic. But it isn't enough. And then now that the travel is coming back, if he managed to rack up some debt during the time, like let's say credit card debt, personal loans and all that, then it's possible that he can actually consolidate all these debts into a business loan. The advantage of, you know, taking out a business loan at this stage, mayroong mga incentives na naman yung government. But when I had a read about these incentives, meron yung SME business recovery loan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually coursed through different banks, no, and different lenders. And the rates are quite good, like rates of 3.29 kung secured yung debt. And then above 4 if not secured, no, that's 4.49. But it's on a 10-year loan term. So ang credit card, ang taas-taas ng interest rate yan, 20%. So isipin mo, nagbabayad ka ng 20%, pero ito 3%, 4% lang. Even a personal loan, we're looking at around 10% for a personal loan and only a 7-year loan term at the maximum. Pero yung business loan na in-offer ng government through the banks nga, it's a 10-year loan term at 3.29 or 4.49. So this is something he might want to look into to actually lower his repayment. Now, kung wala siyang loan at this stage, he might consider taking out a loan. Kasi nga, paganda na yung negosyo,
right,
kailangan na niya mag-hire ng staff. Kailangan na naman niya ng pera pang-ikot ng negosyo niya. Kasi syempre, mabigat magpatakbo ng travel agency. And so, of course, the government is willing to help them. Kaya nga SME recovery loan for the business to recover.
Yan. So now, ito na nga po. Although minention niya na to kanina, no, para lang himay-himayin natin. So makakatipid ba si Ian sa interest? Or magkakaiba ba ito kung magkahiwalay ang utang?
Yes, of course. Kasi business naman eh. For business purposes naman yung gamit ng loan eh. It's not for personal use. So pag business purpose, yung interest na binabayaran niya sa loan, that's actually tax deductible against his income, di ba? Di ba pag nagpapatakbo ka ng negosyo, may income ka, revenues, yung bayad ng ticket, etc. Tapos may mga ka to operate the business. And the interest is also an expense that can be deducted against yung revenues mo so that you pay less tax. So, yes, it makes sense for him. But of course, he has to seek financial tax advice, di ba, sa accountant. But, you know, interest is an expense that can be deducted against his revenues.
Ayan. Ako, mukha naman nagiging optimistic na siguro, di ba? Siguro habang nakikinig ngayon si Ian, I'm sure nagiging optimistic na siya sa kanyang future, no? Lalo na sa kanyang negosyo. Now, dahil makilatis po, no, ang bangko sa pagbibigay ng loans, ano-ano po yung mga tinitingnan nila bago ka ma-approve, no? Particularly for this particular kind of loan.
Normally, kung wala yung pandemic and all that, ang assessment ng banks is based on yung you have to provide 2 years tax returns. If you're a sole trader, yung tax returns mo for 2 years. If you're operating under a company, meron kang company tax returns, saka may personal tax returns. So, ang tinitignan ng banko is yung tax returns mo for the last 2 years, making sure na kumikita nga yung business, hindi siya lugi, doesn't operate at a loss. In the case of Ian, of course, yung tax returns niya last 2 years, I don't think would be nice. Hindi magandang itsura because nga pandemic, wala masyadong kita. But because banks know what happened, di ba? Ngayong financial year, so let's say 2021 to 2022, siyempre, gumanda na, may mga ano na, may mga benta na siya, di ba?
Yes.
And makikita yan sa, ano yun, business activity statement niya, yung BAS, which is filed every quarter, every month or every quarter. Doon sa BAS, pag nakita na ng banko na, oh, yung kanyang kita, bumabalik na doon sa pre-pandemic, yung kung ano yung kinikita niya dati bago nag-pandemic, and bumabalik na siya. And then, of course, banks are willing, happy to lend naman.
Mm-mm.
Sa mga ganong sitwasyon, basta nakikita nila na umaangat na yung negosyo.
Okay, so ito na nga po ha, may huling payo ba kayo or paalala kay Ian? Sige, i-inspire niya naman po si Ian, no, na talagang ayusin ulit ang kanyang negosyo. Go for it po.
As I said nga earlier, I think meron ngayong nangyayari na revenge spending ang mga tao kasi nakulong ng the last 2 years. Kahit nga ako eh, the moment na nagbukas yung Pilipinas, bumiyahin na ako palabas, bumili na ako ng ticket, ano, palabas.
Revenge travel.
And so this is real revenge travel nga, no? And this is an opportunity for him kasi talagang yung negosyo na talaga aarangkada, if that's a nice word to use.
That's right.
Aarangkada na yan. Oo. And so if ang problema niya is actually funding na ngayon, syempre kakapusin siya dahil magpapalago na siya uli na negosyo niya, madami ang kliyente niya, then consider nga, may mga business loans, yung SME recovery loan is actually good until June lang, kaya I mean, he has to start looking and exploring this. If not, yung mga banko, they're happy to lend. If they know that you are capable of paying the loan, definitely ang banko, gustong-gusto kang pautangin yan. Kung meron kang kunyari home loan, there are ways in which yung business loan mo can actually be consolidated into your home loan, getting yung residential rates then. That's also possible. So I suggest he goes to the bank. Kung sino yung kusan siya nagbabanko, pumunta siya ngayon, find out if he's qualified for a business loan. And then good luck kay Ian. And I know he'll be doing well in the next 5 to 10 years.
Ayan. Thank you so much. Maraming salamat po, Miss Maria Papa. Sa uulitin po ulit.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
Ayan. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan.
May peraan. May peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.